The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
If God is present, always, everywhere, why do we have special places to encounter Him? Churches, chapels, shrines, where we know that He is especially present. And why do we have special days like Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday? Isn't God fully and infinitely present also out there in the woods or on mountaintops and in your home? Isn't He infinitely and fully present in every sunset? And every morning when you wake up, and as we recall with gratitude on Mother's Day, every time a woman gives birth, if God is everywhere always, why are some things sacred and others not? And why are some days sacred and others not? In today's gospel, we have two disciples of Jesus walking from Jerusalem back to their hometown of Emmaus, 7 miles away, which would have taken about a couple of hours. And as they were walking along, Jesus sidled up to them and struck up a conversation with them, but they did not recognize Him. He was present there, all right, but they didn't know it. And as disciples, they had seen Him many times over the course of the last 3 years. They would have recognized, they knew what He looked like. But physical eyesight did not reveal His presence to them that day. Moreover, not only was Jesus there with them, He was there with them telling Him about Himself, and then Him telling them about Himself, and still they didn't recognize Him. Jesus explained to them why the Messiah had to suffer that brutal, unjust death, and He explained to them why He had to rise from the dead. And explained to them that that was the reason those women found that tomb empty, that they were so stirred up about. He is telling them about Himself. Okay. He told them what the Bible said, took them to all those passages of Scripture. But the Scriptures alone were not sufficient to reveal His presence to them. He was there, all right. He really was present to them. But they weren't present to Him. They didn't recognize Him. They didn't know it. It's only when He said the blessing and broke the bread and gave it to them that their eyes were opened to the presence of the One who had been with them all along. Whereupon He vanished from their sight. Notice that Jesus was more really present to them in the breaking of the bread than He was walking with them and explaining the Scriptures to them. Not because of anything that was lacking in Jesus, but rather because of something that was lacking in them. And what made the difference was God's grace working in them to open their eyes to His sacramental presence. Thus, making Him, who is in fact present everywhere always, more really present in every meaningful sense in that particular moment and in that particular place than before. And now that they could recognize Him in the Eucharist, now that they could recognize His real presence among them in the breaking of the bread, His physical presence was no longer needed. And so He vanished from their sight. And that is why God is more really present in the sacraments and in every tabernacle than he is out there in the woods or on top of a mountain. Namely, it is in those moments and in that place where God's grace opens our eyes and opens our hearts to a deeper encounter with him, making him more really present to us because we are now more really present to him. Just like those two disciples whose eyes were opened that first Eucharist after Jesus rose from the dead. And then they ran back to Jerusalem from Emmaus to tell others what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread.